We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, Robert Height, who set both ends of the track record with his 3.844 second pass at 339.02 miles per hour on Friday. You had a bit of a wild run there, that last pass. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, that was it was still good for number two of the session, so we picked up 2 points. That I think that's 10 out of 12 possible. So I'd say job well done by the Auto Club team. But yeah, my chutes got all tangled up. I was on time on the chutes, but when I hit them, they just all got tangled up, and you can feel that. That's probably one of the biggest jolts you have in the car. It's not leaving the starting line. It's when you hit those chutes and it slams you forward, and it's like negative 3 G's and you're at positive G's. So it slams you around pretty good. So I knew instantly I didn't have chutes. So let's get on the brake. And those big old Goodyear tires, you know, they're so bouncy that what happens is the car starts bouncing. And you, if you just hold on the brakes with it bouncing, you're not doing anything, and it just keeps going. So when it does that, you've got to come off the brake and then give it a little chance to settle down, get back on it hard again, and was able to stop it. You know, it would have been a shame to put the quickest and fastest funny car in history in the sand. But the first run today, you know, running 388 here in front of a sellout crowd, that's pretty awesome. Been a long time since we've seen sellouts here at Reading, and mainly because of the weather. But it was pretty cool to come out here and put on a great show and just see these stands packed. When you do a burnout and look in the stands and this place is packed, that shows you NHRA is doing a great job.
I don't know what your streak is. I know last week you were under four in all four runs in the eliminations on Sunday. You're under four, all four of them here this weekend so far. I mean, you guys are really running consistent. You and Jimmy really haven't gone where other people were smoking tires in a couple of their qualifying sessions, at least one, that you guys are getting down there every time in under 4 seconds.
It's actually amazing. You know, we did mess up one run in qualifying at Charlotte, and sometimes that's a good thing, you know, kind of know where that edge is out there, push it hard enough to know what not to do on race day. But he's just got a really good handle on this thing, and like I said last night, when, you know, he can run the thing and run within a hundredth or so of what he goes up there to run, it just shows that he's got a great handle on this thing. Makes me confident. I've got to do my job, you know. It and another thing is, if it ever does mess up, you're so used to it going. Okay, if a car's like goes half the time, it's hard to ever pedal in it and get it hooked up because you're late, you know. Well, this thing goes up and down the track so much that it's going to be a definite warning to me if it does smoke the tires, and I'll be quick to pedal it and hopefully get a win on Sunday.
Robert, you picked up more bonus points yesterday and today. Could you talk about that, helping that your championship chances now?
Yeah, I mean, Cap's got a few too, but we gained 10 points here. You know, if you do that all six races in the countdown, that's 60 points. That's 3 rounds of racing that kind of, you know, affords you one bad race. So we don't plan on having any bad races. I think we only picked up 8 points in Charlotte, so that's already 18 points in 2 races, almost a round. That's exactly what we got to do. That's exactly what we got to do, because, you know, it's going to be impossible to win all 6 races. I'd like to, but you got to be realistic.
Did you know that, you know, with the conditions today, that you weren't going to run quite what you did yesterday? You know that going out there, or do you think that you can match yesterday?
Yeah, no, I knew that. The TV came over before that last run and asked if, you know, 340 miles an hour was possible. And, you know, if we had it last night's run to do over again, I believe we could run 340. But we just didn't have the conditions today. You know, the track was, you know, upwards of 115 on that last run. And it's just to run 340 miles an hour, you're going to have to go over 290 at half track. And the clutch is going to have to be coming in hard. And it's just not enough racetrack out there. But I will say this. Given those conditions and the temperature, this is probably the best racetrack we've been on all year long with that kind of temperature. You're seeing better runs today than you would anywhere else in the country, you know, under the same conditions. So great job to the Maple Grove staff and NHRA for giving us such a good racetrack.
Having lane choice tomorrow, is there one side that is more preferable than the other? They're looking pretty good.
I think they're pretty even. I think if you had lane choice, it's right now you'd be swaying it toward the right. But, you know, I ran 388 the first run today in the left in the heat. So you can get down either lane, no problem. You're going to see a lot of good close side-by-side racing tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks, Robert.